With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Last week it was Normandy. Today, President Biden is heading back to Europe, only this time it'll be southeastern Italy, where he'll attend the G7 summit. Mr. Biden will push a plan to his G7 counterparts to use the interest from frozen Russian assets to provide up to $50 billion in loans for Ukraine's war effort. Authorities in the U.S. have arrested several people with possible Islamic State ties on immigration violations.
Eight individuals from Tajikistan with suspected ties to the Islamic State group have been arrested in the United States in recent days. That's according to multiple people familiar with the matter. They say the arrests took place in New York, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles, and that the men were being tracked by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. They entered the country last spring and passed through the U.S. government's screening process without turning up information that would have identified them as potential terrorism-related concerns. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security issued a statement confirming the immigration-related arrests of several non-citizens, but did not detail specifics. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also on SRNNews.com, following a guilty verdict on three felony gun-related charges yesterday, Hunter Biden faces more legal woes.
This is not the end of the story for Hunter Biden either. He's got charges pending in Los Angeles for a tax case, and that case is set for trial in September, so he still has more on his plate to deal with heading into the election.
Correspondent Michael Kunzelman reporting. Inflation in the U.S. eased last month. Consumer prices, excluding volatile food and energy costs, rose 0.2% from April to May. That was down from 0.3% the previous month. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead 253 points. NASDAQ futures are up 188. This is SRN News. Two missionaries are honored.
Davy Lloyd and his wife Natalie were working at a mission in Haiti earlier this year when they were murdered by one of the country's numerous gangs. Now their alma mater, Ozark Bible Institute and College, has announced a scholarship in the couple's name. The school says, quote, "This scholarship is an effort to encourage future generations to follow Davy and Natalie's example by devoting their lives to Christian missions." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is heard questioning whether compromise between the left and right is possible on some issues in a conversation posted on social media. The conservative justice is also heard agreeing with a woman who says the United States should return, quote, to a place of godliness. The audio was posted on X by filmmaker Lauren Windsor. She says it was recorded at the Supreme Court Historical Society's annual dinner this month. This is SRN News. The U.S. will send Ukraine another Patriot missile system.
The U.S. is answering Ukraine's calls for more air defenses. President Volodymyr Zelensky making this plea in April.
We urgently need Patriot systems.
The Pentagon's routinely provided the Patriots missiles, but now two U.S. officials tell AP the United States will send a second Patriot missile system as Ukraine battles an intense Russian assault on the northeastern Kharkiv region.
This is what can and should save lives.
Ukraine's been trying to fend off devastating Russian glide bombs that have struck its power grid and other civilian areas, as well as military targets. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Kosovo is celebrating what it considers a Liberation Day, marking the 25th anniversary of the withdrawal of Serb forces after a NATO bombing campaign. Thousands of ethnic Albanians had died under Serbian repression. More details at SRNews.com.